Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. We've been exploring meditation without meditating all week, and I wanted to tell you a story about how this sense of meditation without meditating can not only become part of your daily life, but it's actually already part of some cultures in the world. My son Oliver went to Senegal for a summer abroad, and he, as well as learning French, learned Wolof, which was the primary Senegalese language. And I don't know if anything I am about to say is exactly right, so I just want to be really, this is me learning Wolof from my son, who is learning Wolof to supplement his French while in Senegal. But what I learned told me about the values of what is actually known to be one of the kindest and most peaceful of the African cultures kind of blew me away. So here's your bad Wolof lesson. Most conversations begin with the traditional Muslim greeting of Salaamu Alaikum, which means may the peace be upon you, and the response, Ma Alaikum Salaam, peace be upon you as well. But there's variations on the theme. So if you want to ask someone how their day or night was, then the response of Jam Rek translates to peace only, or very peaceful. And instead of asking, how are you? People ask, have you peace? To which the response is, once again, peace only. And you? Now, my favorite little snippet from the basic phrasebook is another variation of how are you, which translates more directly as, are you there? And the response is, Ma'angi fi, I am here. Now, this is the phrase that pays, right? This one phrase just demonstrates for me a beautiful recognition of the essence of well-being. Because, are you there? To me, is a recognition that there is a space inside us that transcends the separation of the ego. It's a space in which we are all made of the same essential energy. It's the space of meditation that demonstrates our shared humanity. Look, what's written on our eyeballs creates our separate realities, but what's looking through them is our shared humanity. So for me, hearing that simple question, are you there? In the context of a language lesson, it actually took me back to some of my early spiritual spelunking, as my friend David Beeler used to call it, with an Australian teacher named Barry Long. So he was an enlightened Australian. And he once described the purpose of his teaching as being, and I'm not quoting him, but this is what I remember, to help people get in touch with that deeper space of meditation inside them, and then keep their conscious minds entertained while the healing energy of life rid them of unhappiness from the inside out. And he would often ask us when we sat in his teaching sessions, are you there? Now, there was no verbal response expected, and had I known Wolof, I'm sure I would have said, Maden Gifi, I am here. But maybe my favorite way of talking about this space of meditation, came in some of my conversations with my longtime friend and mentor, Bill Cumming. So he describes it as the space of loving kindness. And he first introduced it to me, sharing the story of a woman named Marge Canuti, who was a nurse and a teacher, and she decided to do volunteer work at Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying in Calcutta. And I've told her story before. I actually briefly communicated with her to check it before I published it in my book, Feel Happy Now. But here's how I told the story in the book. After many hours spent on old train tracks and bumpy roads in the heat of the Indian summer, she arrived exhausted, wanting nothing more than to jump into a cold shower and collapse into a cool bed. Instead, she was greeted by the scene of dozens of people lined up outside in the hope of being given the right to die with dignity and compassion. Her tiredness fell away, and she reached out to a man whose legs had been crushed in the street and whose life was clearly ebbing away. As she looked into his eyes, brimming with love and compassion, He kept repeating the word namaste to her. Many hours later, she asked one of the other volunteers what it meant. She was told that it was a Sanskrit word signifying, I honor the place in you where the entire universe resides. I honor the place in you of love, of truth, of peace, and of light. And when you are in that place in you and I am in that place in me, there is only one of us. And that's the place of meditation. That's the space of meditation. That's the inner quiet inside of which the noise of our thinking arises and fades away. Are you there? We'll be back with a whole new series of podcasts next week. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll see you soon.